Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Yeah, so it flies down and it goes through the roof. And it's funny, the homeowner told ABC, I don't know if insurance is going to believe that this is what actually happened.
You're never going to believe this. Yeah, right?
It was a giant piece of ice. Yeah, sure it was.
Sure it was, yeah. Just ice fell from the sky. What was the weather that day? It was beautiful. Right?
In June, huh? This happened in June.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, and the big stories of the day collide today. Another hot and humid day ahead, as you just heard in the Storm Team forecast, and an outdoor rally for former President Donald Trump, who brings his campaign back to the state just a month out from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
It's about 110 degrees in this room. Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
It's not going to be 110 degrees, but there ain't no air conditioning
either.
It's
going to feel like it.
Expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon when the former president takes the stage at Festival Park in Racine. Did confirm with the campaign, this is an outdoor event. But for folks planning to go, they are outside already, people lining up.
So people probably be queuing up probably 8:30, 9 o'clock, and that line will probably extend south down Lake Avenue. So we do expect the lines to begin to amass pretty early.
That's Kevin McDougall from the Racine Civic Center helping to plan the event. So heat will be a big issue. McDougall says you can bring can't bring in a whole bunch of stuff to the rally.
Kind of think about it as checking into an airport. What you cannot bring onto an airplane, you certainly cannot bring into the park. So no water bottles, nothing like that. No chairs, no umbrellas.
You've covered a whole bunch of presidential campaign visits and whatnot. That's fairly standard.
Yeah, that's standard.
Inside, outside, whatever. The security perimeter is what it is. And you can't bring in a whole bunch of stuff. And he's saying not even umbrellas. So not for shade, not for any potential pop-up storms, which are possible this afternoon. McDougall joining WTMJ's Jessica Tai on Wisconsin's Midday News.
You do have a plan B, of course.
No.
I thought you don't have a plan B?
That number of people cannot fit into Festival Hall. You know, hopefully we're not going to see a rain out. My hope is, weather-wise, that we get a nice easterly breeze off of Lake Michigan to help cool us down.
It is a good hope. You're right up on the lake there at Festival Park.
And you know what's a great strategy? Hope.
Yes. Right. So he says they will have, as you heard in the news, plenty of concessions available, but they are for sale. He says water will be very inexpensive, but you still got to plan on buying that. Right. If you're headed out to the event, plan on that oppressive heat. You're going to want to bring a credit or debit card for those purchases. So plan to spend some money staying hydrated if you want to see the former president. Gates open at 11 a.m. today, and the entrance is on the north end of Festival Park on the harbor in Racine.
Nice job with the air conditioning, whoever.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Brewers continue their seven-game West Coast road trip tonight that features matchups with the Angels and Padres.
Here's the pitch, and Bowers, deep right field. Adele back, and it is gone. A two-run homer for Jake Bowers in his homecoming to Angels Stadium. Been a while for Bowers. That's his sixth. And he puts Milwaukee out in front.
Yeah, out in front, 2-0 on the Angels in the second, but the crew would give up 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and that'd be about it. Brewers lose 5-3. They go again tonight with the Angels. 8:38 p.m. first pitch.
In Boston.
Confetti guns shooting green and white confetti and making the most beautiful blizzard you have ever seen rain down on a crowded court at TD Garden. The final score, Boston 106,
All right.
Dallas 88.
The most beautiful.
The Boston Celtics are world champions for the 18th time.
WBZ with the call there. Celtics win. That means Drew Holiday in his first year with the team, wins another championship.
What could be, right,
he's still going. Still going.
Now it just is.
Still snowing.
Okay,
there.
All right.
In the garden.
So speaking of Holiday, he was on NBC Sports Boston. He thanked the GM, Brad Stevens, for bringing him to Boston.
Thanks for bringing me here and being a part of this, because this is, I mean, there's no greater fellow than this, you know.
Brad, thank you.
A long road ahead. Yeah. And a long road ahead.
I know. No, I'm happy
and more
for
to come,
Drew.
Drew.
Happy for
yes.
Drew. Jaylen Brown was the finals MVP, and it looks like I'm still going.
They were told they had to win. There's only
okay.
one thing you can do
all
when
right.
expectations are that high.
Okay, all right, moving
that guy's
on.
Still awake and
so
talking
the Panthers, the Panthers, by the way, look to win the Stanley Cup tonight. Florida Panthers are up 3-1 over the Oilers in the final. If you're looking for a reason to care, you should root for the Panthers because GM Bill Zito is a Milwaukee kid.
The coaches, the people at the university school who pushed me and helped me, and the people in the youth hockey, and was very, very fortunate. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, Zito was on ESPN Milwaukee last year because the Panthers were in the final last year as well. They lost to the Lightning. And I remember him saying this. They brought up whether or not the Stanley Cup could maybe make it to Brew City if he were to win.
You know, just throwing it out there. If good things do
off.
Happen.
Don't even
okay,
ask.
Right,
I'm getting off. If you can't tell from this discussion we've had.
Yeah, that's fair. Very fair. Very fair.
Yeah.
Very fair.
That's awesome. That means Cup's coming. Right. If they win tonight, who knows? At some point this summer, you can bet the Cup will be in Milwaukee.
They have it together.
Okay.
Did the Celtics win?
Still going. For now.
Green Bay Packers announced the annual shareholders meeting this year will follow the team's first open training camp practice. The whole kids riding the bikes thing down to that, what do they call it now? The dream ride now.
Yep, yep.
That first practice across from Lambeau Field, 10:30 a.m. July 22nd, if you hope to attend. Shareholders meeting will be later that day. It's going to be a 3 p.m. start in the stadium.
Here's the reality. We have a lot of noon home games. We're a shitty team.
Fantastic.
Packers president Mark Murphy a few years ago when I attended my first meeting as an owner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I need to do it again. It's entertaining. It's interesting.
You should. Yeah, you get to lay the land. You got to know what your team is doing for you.
That's right. I want those financial reports. I want to hear from.
Yes. From the other shareholders.
Yes.
The board.
Rest of Training Camp features a lot of practices that are going to be open to the public. 8 of them out of the first 10. Will be open for fans in Green Bay.
Looks like that's a rollover on 894. We'll check in with Mike Spaulding here in a minute.
For all time, it is Banner 18. The mission demanded.
All right, all right. An update on a story we've been following, Vince, here regarding the RNC. A mediation effort has fallen through. As the city of Milwaukee deals with a lawsuit by the ACLU over where demonstrations and protests can be held during the convention, this is fairly standard op. Every city that has hosted a convention or other conventions generally has to find a spot for protesters and demonstrators to be so they can safely express their First Amendment rights. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the two sides were to meet on Monday, but by the end of the day, nothing was determined. It kind of fell apart. The lawsuit demands the city allow a parade route that is within sight and sound of Fiserv Forum. They want to be able to march by and make sure that anyone near or at Fiserv can hear them. Now, Mayor Cavalier Johnson was a guest on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. He was asked about it.
We've been hearing a lot from people who want to demonstrate and, you know, organizers in the RNC as well. I've kind of joked that the demonstrators want to be on the stage in Fiserv Forum, and the RNC wants them to be on the moon.
Right. So neither is
likely. And somewhere in between there is where we're going to set up. Right.
So protesters want to be able to march, especially on the first day of the RNC, and they want to like march around the perimeter and whatnot. They have speakers that they want to be able to talk to the crowd. They want to be in this route that goes near Fiserv. Now, the city has yet to announce where the demonstrations can be held. It sounds like Per Marquette Park.
Yeah, that's been in play,
is the
right?
Spot. Yeah, there, I mean, once the perimeter gets solidified, which is supposed to happen this week, then that would be where it likely, that's where they would announce. But the demonstrators are complaining that's not good enough. That's too far. It's like what, two blocks?
Two blocks.
Half a mile,
sure.
At most, quarter mile from
Is it within
Pfizer?
Eyesight of Pfizer Forum? No, I suppose not. But it is up against the perimeter, right?
But
I
mean, also, yes, it's against the perimeter. And by the way, demonstrators have said, they told the paper, they're not looking to break the perimeter. They're not looking to do that, they say. Now, it sounds like the GOP also wants that Per Marquette spot. Just to hold some events and things, which actually is a pretty good strat. You know, they're going after it too because, hey, no, wait, we want this. We don't want them here. Senator Ron Johnson among those frustrated with how this is all playing out. So what do you do? Well, the mayor tells Wisconsin's Afternoon News, still looking into some of this.
The right to a First Amendment does not limit somebody necessarily to a particular place. So we will set that up. We will make it convenient for folks to have sight and sound and have access to amplified sound as well so that they can let their voices be heard loudly. But the demonstration area is the city. You know, folks have an opportunity to protest, to demonstrate in the city of Milwaukee. And I understand that they will do that. They said that they will do that. I believe that they will do that. We will provide the spaces for them to do that. I hope that they, you know, take us up and use those spaces.
How interested is just regular old folks in all this? I just like this is the
in
first
the protest back and forth.
Yes, and where is it going to be? Where's the zone here? Where's the zone there? Like this is the first we've really gotten into.
Yeah,
the
we've
issue
dissected
here.
It. Yes,
and I think it's just been sort of I've kind of passed on it. Like okay, important to me because we're the reporters and we're out going
we'll
to be at the RNC.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Important to those folks. Yep. Small number of people who want to actually go down there and demonstrate. Mm-hmm. Important to the folks doing the RNC, but for everybody who's just dropping the kids off this morning or going about their business. Yeah. I know this is just
doesn't
noise.
Doesn't affect their lives at all. Yes. And they will still protest and they'll still get the coverage just
and
like
they'll still
every
be the convention. Packers announced plans for open training camp practices this summer. We'll share the details in sports at 6:45.
Imagine sitting on your deck in New Jersey with your friends and then you hear this. What the what was that? Something hit the roof of the house. Bangs through, leaves a gaping hole.
Out of nowhere, you just hear like a hollow sound coming down. And honestly, we didn't think much of it. And then you just hear a big douche.
Yeah, that was WABC talking to the homeowner. So this couple.
Why don't you just tell me what it was?
Yeah, what in the world was this gaping hole from? A giant piece of ice. They say that this giant piece of ice busted through the roof. There's a giant hole in the roof now because of it. Where did it come from? Well, the speculation is that it came from an airplane.
This happens from time to time. Like, it's not supposed to, but sometimes airplanes drop their waste load.
Yeah, right. And it's basically a lot of chemicals and everything. It's not necessarily just waste,
right,
so to
and
speak.
It's up at 30,000 feet or whatever, right? So it comes out frozen.
Yeah, so it flies down and it goes through the roof. And it's funny, the homeowner told ABC, I don't know if insurance is going to believe that this is what actually happened.
You're never going to believe like, this.
Yeah,
right?
It was a giant piece of ice. Right. Yeah, sure it was. There.
Sure it was. Yeah, just ice fell from the sky. What was the weather that day? It was beautiful. Right?
In June, huh? This happened in June.
Better call Chuck over there, Tri-County.
So far, yeah, right? He'll take care of it easy.
You repair damage from airline waste.
What I don't know is if Boeing is going to be asked about this today during their big Senate committee hearing.
6:38 on Wisconsin's Morning News. They say parking the car should be a no-brainer. In fact, there's increased tech these days where the car parks itself, right?
It's kind of neat,
right?
Car park.
It's one of the first things you learn to do when you're learning to drive. You got to learn to parallel park, do all those things. You never thought of opening your car door could be dangerous. Debbie Lozica has a nice piece I wanted to share with you today, taking a closer look at a technique being introduced to keep folks safe.
You wouldn't think that riding a bike could be life-threatening, but for many bikers, riding past a parked car is a dangerous proposition.
It's a crash typically that happens when someone is actually parked, when they fling open or whip open their car door without taking adequate care, and the cyclist strikes the door. We call this dooring.
Michael Charney is the founder of the Dutch Reach Project. He says that this was a big enough deal that an entire country had to act to get control of it.
The Dutch had this problem back in the 60s and 70s. Holland, which is now considered one of the safest places for bike, walk, ped, public transit. In those days, Holland was having 3,300 or more deaths a year.
And that led to a whole host of reforms so that everyone could enjoy the road safely.
And one of the things that evolved was the introduction of this method of using your far hand rather than your near hand to open your car door. As you reach across, you naturally, top of your body turns, your head turns with it. You actually get a view of the side view mirror. And then you can look out the window, do what we call a shoulder check. You can see whether someone's coming.
Now, this has repercussions not only for the biking world, but also for the brand new streetcar. The hop vehicles will be going right past lines of parked cars, so you'll definitely want to make sure nothing is coming along if you're parked along one of the routes.
This is a low-cost, no-cost, no-brainer. And hey, if it helps, why not?
The goal of the project is to introduce it into state driver's ed manuals, as well as raise awareness of the technique. But it's a hard sell for people entrenched in habit. You just need to be mindful of what you're doing, something that you should be anytime you get behind the wheel. Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.
Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News, time 6:45.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
7 days, seven games on the West Coast for the Brewers. This roadie did not get off to a good start for the crew. Brewers down 5-2 in the fifth to the Angels Monday night. Bryce Terang.
Fly ball right center. Very well struck for Terang and gone. Bryce Terang pulled the hands in. Home run number 4 for Terang.
And that made it 5-3, but that's where we left it. Manager Pat Murphy.
We didn't play a complete ball game, you know, in any side of the ball. Defense, pitching, offense.
Well, those are the sides of the ball. And the Brewers dropped the opener to Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, that is. Two more against the Angels before then heading down to San Diego for a four-game set with the Padres. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:38 p.m. our time.
Jrue Holiday is now a two-time NBA champion in his first year with the Celtics. Just like his first year with the Bucks, he wins. Celtics win last night. They are now championship holders 18 times in the NBA.
You can't say that the Holiday trade didn't work, right?
No, I'm not
upset. For Dame time, you can't say that because we didn't have Giannis and all that. So nothing exists in a vacuum.
Happy,
that said.
Happy for Jrue, but right. Sad at the same time. Panthers look to win the Stanley Cup tonight. So here's why you should care if you're not a big hockey person. So they're up 3-1 over the Edmonton Oilers. The GM of the Panthers is a Milwaukee guy, Milwaukee native. His name is Bill Zito. He was a bat boy and a clubhouse kid during the 82 World Series run. He also was a stick boy for the Admirals as well.
Back then, there was one trainer who did it. The trainer, the equipment guy, the bus driver was one guy. So we would come down and I'd get a couple guys to help. And we'd work and help with the skates and the equipment and cleaning and towels and laundry. And then we could skate in the arena after the game was over. It was awesome. But the fans are so loyal, so gracious, so kind.
So super nice guy from the area. He was on ESPN Milwaukee last year before the Stanley Cup final. And at that time, they asked him, hey, would you bring the cup if you happen to win? They didn't win last year. He didn't say no because he doesn't want to do that kind of stuff. Didn't want to say yes or no, but you want them to win tonight because I guarantee you he brings the Stanley Cup to Milwaukee.
That'd be pretty cool to see. Green Bay Packers announcing more on their training camp schedule and the practices that will be open to fans next month.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Well, we like to watch practice in Green Bay. The team announced 8 of its 10 first training camp practices will be open to the public. First one to open training camp will be July 22nd at 10:30 in the morning, and then later that day, 3 p.m. at Lambeau Field, will be the annual shareholders meeting. Later this week, Marquette University will host a public visitation, funeral, and public reception for President Michael Lovell, who died last week after a years-long battle with cancer. Friend of the program, two-time sports writer of the year for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel, live with us this morning. Lori, I know you knew President Lovell a little bit. How did your paths cross?
At the time, I was writing a different column. It was called Chin Up, and it was for health and fitness. And one of his friends reached out to me and said, have you heard of this program at Marquette University called Run with the President? And I said, no, I haven't. So I met up with him and it was brilliant. He ran marathons and all of that, but what he did with the students was twofold. He ran marathons and did training, which is kind of intimidating, right, if you're not a runner. I mean, that's like a all or nothing type endeavor. But he also, what he did with me and what he did with other students is he met at the track, the university track on campus. And that's really inclusive because anybody can show up there. You're on the same track. You're going around in the same loop. And he added, you know, you could walk the track. You could walk it. You could run sprints. You could do whatever you wanted, interval training. But it gave him a chance to really talk to kids, to talk to students and to staff members without the stiffness and stuffiness of a meeting room or, you know, all pretense goes down when you're moving and you're all out there suffering together and enjoying the endorphins and all that. So that's how I got to meet him. And it was just a great experience. It's part of his legacy.
Was it just another way, Lori, for him to empower the students?
Well, his very good friend, Tim Zagelski, said that when they were doing that, there's no running hierarchy anymore. It wasn't, you know, student versus president. And it broke down all of that. It broke down the kind of social hierarchy. And instead, you're all just runners. And that means an 18-year-old female freshman has a voice equally. And that is a real thing. When you're out there on a bike, on a run, moving, dealing with all the weather elements, dealing with being tired, dealing with the stress of life, dealing with health issues or concerns at home, all of that goes away when it's just a, you know, a handful of people getting in exercise. And it definitely allowed a lot of his students to have a strong voice and to just to be able to be themselves.
I think you make a really interesting point too, Lori, about how relationships can change when you're involved in an activity like sports together. I think, you know, I'm a 50-year-old man, but I still love to compete in sports and do sports because, you know, when you engage with other people in that, now you have this shared experience. Now you've done something together that's totally separate from what you may want to talk about or whatever your issues are. And you build those connectivities. It's why I so promote, and I know you do, people still being involved in sports, no matter how old they are, what their ability level is.
Well, and at Marquette University, I mean, that's a great point. And it, you know, it is a lifetime. And it's never too late to get back into something like that. But the bonds that you create by being physically active with overcoming injuries or age, I've seen Dr. Lovell cross the finish line being so exhausted at the Lakefront Marathon that he collapsed literally at the finish line. Like that, I am so impressed and I respect that he gave everything he had to that run. But at Marquette University, he and Tim would go to the weight room. Now imagine you're a student, you know, in the athletics at Marquette and the president yeah. comes in to do bicep curls and burpees with you. And the great thing about this too is Marquette loved him so much and knew his love for 80s music. I mean, he was a U2 Flock of Seagulls guy, Echo and the Bunnymen, New Order. Like, I hope that some of this music is played, and you know, this week in his honor, we should all put it in our playlist. But when he would walk into the weight room, they would change the rap music or the current music that's on right at the time and put on the Lovell mixtape, you know, for the 80s stuff. And again, that's like, it's fun. It doesn't have to be official, formal university talk. It normalizes everybody, and that kind of relationship, I've really not seen that with university presidents.
Appreciate you sharing that story this morning, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good week.
And Marquette University and the entire community can say goodbye to Dr. and President Michael Lovell. Public visitation, funeral, and reception all coming up on Thursday. 6:58, Wisconsin's Morning News.